When the late Ray Anderson started a carpet company called Interface, he did not consider its climate impact. But Aaron Mizan of Interface says 2 decades later,
one of the first green building projects was being built in California, and we were trying to sell our flooring products into that, and the customer was asking us, what is your company doing for the environment?
The answer then was nothing, but it was a turning point for Anderson, and he began making climate change a priority.
He challenged the business to set a course to zero impact.
Now almost 90% of Interface's energy comes from renewables. It's also slashed water use and landfill waste by about 90%. Most recently, the company developed a carpet backing from plant oils and resin. Plants absorb carbon as they grow, so Mizan says by using them as a raw material, Interface can make products that store more carbon than is used to produce them. She challenges other companies to follow Interface's example and make solving global warming a priority.
We need to greatly accelerate the ambitions of companies on carbon. If we can do it as a billion-dollar flooring manufacturer, anyone can do it.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast includes Dan Raphael. The producer is Nat Moon, and our engineer is Althea Billings. The director of Evening News is also Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Erin J. Bernard.
And I'm Michelle Coppola. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, of course, it is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it is Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9, Press Watch, Teresa Mitchell's weekly look at the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, it's Between the Covers, where host David Naiman will be discussing the book of Lost Saints, an evocative multi-generational Cuban-American family story with New York Times best-selling author Daniel Jose Older. And at 11:30, Words with Pictures, conversations with pioneering animators and comics artists. KBOO is an independent, member-supported, non-commercial, volunteer-powered community radio station. By making a donation through the Give Guide on kboo.fm/give, you're eligible for over $4,000 of free and discounted products from your favorite Portland brands. Give something, get something. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm or use our mobile app and just click on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are tuned into News from the Boo here on KBOO Community Radio. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host and KBOO's interim station co-manager. Yeah, something like that. It's a big, long title. We're always debating where that co goes. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the show where we talk about all things KBOO from inside KBOO, what's going on, what's coming up, how you can get involved in your community radio station. And in studio with me right now is our new public affairs director, Tammy Habateas. Welcome to your first News from the Boo, Tammy. Woo!
Yay. Hello. Thank you. It's really great to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm Tammy Habateas, the new public affairs director at KBOO Community Radio.
Look at that. She knows all the things you're supposed to say when you get right on air. That's why she was hired. So, Tammy, we just want to do a quick intro to you and so you can say hello to the community. So you've been the public affairs director now for a month?
Yes, I was the interim public director, public affairs director as well, since November 8th.
All right.
But who's counting?
Every day, just, oh man, public affairs is so heavy. Although public affairs is very light days too. That's one thing that I enjoyed about doing that job is that it's you cover quite the range of topics. So I'm curious to know, how's your first 30 days gone for you?
It's going great. You know how the president has the first 100 days?
Yeah.
And so I think since, you know, I'm not the president, not yet at least, the first 30 days. The first 30 days, I've been trying to kind of just get on top of everything. And, you know, it helps being that I have been a volunteer here for a while beforehand. So I'm familiar with the station, the ethos, the people, the other volunteers and the programming. So, I've just been kind of, you know, sharpening the skills with getting acquainted with how the programming is handled on a larger scale, mm-hmm. and not just specific, programs that I enjoy or, you know, things like that. So large scale picture things.
So for people who are not aware of what your purview of programming is, you are in charge of the morning public affairs as well as the evening public affairs, which means your job spans 7 a.m. to noon and then kind of jumps mm-hmm. to 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
So which means we see you here kind of like all sorts of times of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious, how do you do that schedule? Like, I see you here, and sometimes you're really here early in the morning, sometimes you're later in the evening. And so I've just sort of been wondering when if we wanted to see Tammy, what would your typical schedule look like as a public affairs director?
So it's kind of like office hours.
Yes. What are your kind of office hours?
I enjoy that. There's definitely always email, which is I'm accessible to all the time, and that's publicaffairs@kbu.org. You can feel free to email me on that bad boy. Physically, I am here. I try to be here every single day at 8:30 at the latest, just to kind of make sure that the morning programmers are all set. And if they need any kind of assistance, any type of last minute stuff, I'm here. And also if there are volunteers that are their schedule permit them to only be, you know, free during the morning times, and we can schedule things for that. And then evening time, I'm here, you know, try to be here definitely at 6 o'clock. I don't necessarily always stay until 8 because, you know, like, you know, the programmers are definitely solid and they know what they're doing. So I don't have to micromanage that at all. But again, if your schedule permits you to be here in the evening times, just feel free to set a schedule. But I would definitely say 8:30 until about 4 o'clock is when I'm here, 4:30. So yeah.
So you're sort of the here in the morning, take a little break in the middle of the day, come back in the evening.
Yes, I do have a dog, so yeah, the dog is very happy, and it's, you know, it's flexible. And then being the public affairs director, it's not, the news is always constantly happening and things mm-hmm. are constantly happening, so I'm able to, you know, change things up if maybe in the evening, you know, something crazy happened midday or after the news, still have a little bit of leeway time to throw that in there, maybe let the programmers know so they can highlight it. So it's good. I'm enjoying it. I like the times. I like the hours. But again, you know, good old email. That's publicaffairs@kbu.org.
Look at that. Tammy's so good at doing the plug. Okay, so I was curious. So what have you been a volunteer here at KBU for how long?
It's almost, I think, 2 years now.
Okay, so you know, that means you know the place and whatever. So when you've stepped into this position now for a month, has there been anything that's kind of surprised you, even though you yourself have a public affairs show? You know, I stepped into that position having had a public affairs show, but, you know, it's easy to just kind of know your show mm-hmm. and kind of know the shows that you like or the shows that are right around your show. And then there's all these sorts of things that you learn. You're like, oh, I didn't realize there was this and there was that. What has been surprising for you? Or has there been any surprises?
There have been a couple surprises. I obviously have to listen to all of the programming. So I'm just going to say it. The bike show, I didn't even know was on KBU. And now it's one of my favorite shows. It's really informative. But I'm like, I didn't know that there's so much information about, you know, bicycles and bike living and that lifestyle. But then again, we're in Portland. So that makes sense that there's so much. So that's been really fun. And then all the other programs that aren't necessarily like hard-hitting kind of news and stuff that are more about the culture, more about local things. And I really enjoyed that. And that's something that I wouldn't otherwise listen to because I like what I like just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. But now that my job is to listen to everything finding it very interesting to see how diverse the public affairs hours are. And other than that, just kind of like the back end things, there are a lot of meetings too. I didn't know there's going to be all of these meetings. A lot of meetings.
Yes, there are a lot of meetings when you're on KBOO's staff. And I think it's because we, as a staff, work really collaboratively.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's a really small staff of only, it's like, I think we have 8 full-time employees. We have a total of 16 employees, but, you know, so that means half the staff is just part-time. So the full-time employees do carry a lot of the duties. And so, and because we don't have multiple people in our departments, we end up having to meet all the time. I think this meeting, this week, we have 3 staff meetings. We just canceled the 4th meeting. And then there's committee meetings to go to. And then you have your supervisory check-ins as well. Yeah, it's a lot of meetings.
And it's, I mean, it's nice because it's just kind of like talking with your peers, comrades, and just figuring out how to make the station better, the programming better, and how to just, you know, like decolonize and, you know, and do it.
Yeah. The meetings are great.
Yeah, they're nice. And it's very, I've been in nonprofits before, and I've been to a lot of meetings in my lifetime, and I definitely feel the most comfortable in these ones. The most listened to, which is big, being listened to. So it's a different environment. It's a lot more laid back than I'm used to also. So it's just a lot of great things and a lot of good volunteers, which make the work a lot easier because it could essentially be very, very almost impossible to do it if it wasn't for the volunteers.
And you manage a lot of volunteers as a public affairs director. I would say you manage probably like something, I think I counted it one time, it was somewhere between like 75 to 80. It's always kind of this number that's a flux because of like the shows that have like multiple people on it. But it's quite a few people to really keep track of. But it's fun, too, because that means you get to know a lot of different personalities.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own kind of reasons for doing a show and stuff. So what's that been like to, you know, get to know really the breadth of KBOO volunteers?
It's, like you said, everyone has their reason for doing what they're doing. And it's amplified because they're kind of condensed and consolidating themselves into 1 hour as a person and as their opinions and everything. So it's most of the hosts are a lot less intense than they come off on air, I'm sure.
That's so true.
They're a lot less intense.
Wow, I didn't really think about that. Like, as you know, because we both have had shows on KBOO. I wonder if people think we're really intense people and then they meet us in person. And like when you come into KBOO, especially like programming, we're really silly group.
Yeah.
And like we love to do this thing where we hashtag bad ideas. We come up with terrible radio show ideas.
They're great. I think they're great ideas. Yeah. And one day.
I mean, it might get the station shut down because the shows are so terrible. They're so good. We need
to
start a book.
Ahead of their time.
Yeah, I think maybe we need to start a podcast where we just talk about our bad ideas. So it's like we're really silly. But then when I really think about some of the topics you've had on your show. Popular education.
Yes, popular education radio.
Thursday night. At what time?
Second and third Thursday at 7:00 p.m.
Like a plug there.
It's tomorrow a good show. Night.
And you know, it's you talk about some very serious topics there. And I've definitely like done talk shows in college where everything's very, very serious. And even like when you hear Erin Yankee, program director, when she does music shows, like she does, she's so good at music shows, right? And her voice gets like, it doesn't get serious, but it's not the Erin voice.
Yeah, it's just it's
the radio voice.
It's a radio voice or the radio persona or something. And everyone has such different backgrounds, which is interesting. There are people here who are professors. There are people here who are line cooks. There are people here who've never worked a day in their lives. You know, it's just everyone here. As much as everyone has personalities and the way that they take things and the way that they react to things, they're still here for a common cause, which is radio, and then community is just a natural evolution from there. So it's like, it's been really nice and seeing people working with one another and, you know, just like all walks of life. It's been fun. And then seeing them work and do radio and actually seeing what their final product is, it's like just so it's just so, it's really very rewarding, but it's also just, it's fascinating. I'm learning things from people, and it's because they took time out of their schedule to make this thing, mm-hmm. to teach us, the listeners, and, you know, everyone. So it's really cool, and they aren't getting paid for it, you know? Yeah. So it's really nice, very nice.
Yeah, you're just watching a bunch of people working from their passion.
Yes, it's all passion. It's all very passion-driven, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy that part, mm-hmm. where you're just like, oh, you, I know you're doing this because you want to be doing yeah. this. And so it's different than being in a work environment, mm-hmm. where you're watching people kind of doing the drudgery yep, of I yep. have to. Okay, so on News from the Boo, one of the main things we do is putting call outs to the public saying, hey, here are our volunteer needs. So what are the current volunteer needs in public affairs?
So we are looking for a Wednesday morning board op. Yay! That will be from 9 a.m. to noon. There's trading. There's all sorts of different ways that you can get with that. You can email me, publicaffairs@kbu.org, or volunteer@kbu.org, mm-hmm. And come to the upcoming volunteer orientation. Unless you've been to one, you can just take the next route, which would be to sign up online to the Intro to Audio course. Other stuff that I'm looking for is people who are volunteers that are interested in having some sort of program or have audio that they would like to put up in our radio zine slot. For those of you who aren't familiar, radio zine slots are half an hour slots for volunteers who have done all of the training that have audio that they'd like to broadcast but don't have their own show or anything like that.
Okay, and what about any sort of show openings right now? Is it a good time for people to turn in program proposals if
yes,
they have that?
Yes, definitely. There are a couple of time slots. We do syndicated stuff. It's my duty now, since it's my actual position. I'd like to have more in-house programming and as many syndicated things. So there's definitely a couple of time slots that are open, both for morning and for afternoon programming. So if you do have an idea for a program, feel free to go on kbu.fm and check out the program proposal form that is online. It's called Program Proposal Form. You can search for it in the website. And please send it over. I would love to read it. And it also gives a space for you to upload some audio. So please do that as well. That is the most important part. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what people have to say.
Okay, so Tammy, coming up in 2020, as we were talking about the first 100 days, mm-hmm. maybe we'll have a new 100 days with a new president. I didn't say that. Not that I have a political opinion. We're not opinionated here on KBU at all. So what can our listeners look forward to in terms of election coverage in 2020?
So there's definitely a lot of programmers that are going to be highlighting the election and the process to it. And then I'm working with Lenita Duke to bring a show that she wants to do called Let's Talk About Race, which isn't necessarily going to be just political, but also talking about race and, you know, naturally the election and the road to the presidency will be part of it. And so many other things. I don't even want to spoil it too much. I'm working on an MLK Day special broadcasting. So that's the first thing that you can look forward to. And I would say also the Genocide Cover-Up Day, something that I brought back. I was very happy with it and got really positive response from it. So more amplification of POC voices, indigenous voices, black voices, women voices. And that's what you should look
forward
to.
Okay, I'm going to do a little plug.
Oh,
okay, so we're not going to give any secrets away for 2020, but, one little secret that's not so secretive, that we have a KBU News street team that we're always putting a call out for because we're trying to prep for 2020 right now.
Okay.
We have some people on the street team, but we always need more people because as we know from 2016, the streets got really busy during the last election. And so we want to make sure that we bring all sorts of coverage to that. So definitely whatever audio our street team brings tends to get onto the public affairs. We're not going to say, we're going to keep the secrets of how that all goes. But but I'm going to put that call out there for you that,
nice.
You know, It's fun. The more voices we can kind of have that bring those different perspectives, and for people who maybe we have some people who are listening who are like experienced protesters and would like to be able to bring that audio to mm-hmm. us, because it definitely takes people who are trained and skilled of knowing how to be out there in a safe way. But if you've never been out there as a street reporter covering protests, that's something we do train here, and there's definitely different levels of what type of coverage you do. So That's just one little call we'll put out there for 2020 yes. Street Team.
Love that. Yeah. Go ahead, 2020 Street Team.
Yeah. So, Tammy, welcome to the staff team here at KBOO. You've been here for a couple years, so not really welcome to KBOO. You're just old hat.
I'm new to you.
Yeah. Well, welcome to staff. Welcome to being director. We're very excited that you're here, and it's been an awesome month having you on staff. So, thanks.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and I'll see you in the endless meetings that we have.
Woohoo, subcommittees.
Okay, next in studio with me is Radhika, our membership director, and welcome to News from the Boo.
Thank you, Jenna.
Okay, so we just finished up our holiday drive. How did we do?
We did really well. We made over $15,000 from donors within 5 days, which is actually really amazing. Yeah. I'm always really shocked and, you know, really, it warms my heart to see all the people who gave on Giving Tuesday, even before we even started the drive. People were already giving, and they went through their Thanksgiving and just started giving back. And I love our community for that.
Yeah, thank you. Let's do a round of applause. And thank you. That's a thank you round of applause to all of our supporters, because it really does take just, you know, everybody giving a little bit, and then that way no one has to shoulder that whole burden, or we don't have to be dependent on, you know, one rich person to dictate what our station is about, or we don't have to like depend on tons of government funding. So thanks everybody for your small contributions. But our time of giving, it's not yet done here at KBOO, right?
Yeah, we're still in Give Guide. You know, we were fortunate enough to be picked by Willamette Week's Give Guide, which
is Willamette Week.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just shows how much of an impact KBOO has in the community and how important our work is. So, yeah, we're still in Give Guide season. That's going to be until the new year. So,
We have a goal.
Yeah, we do have a pretty big goal. We've got a $45,000 goal to help with our operations for the year. We're chugging along at that goal. Certainly our holiday drive helped with that. But we're going to need the help of our whole community for the rest of this month to continue giving. I'd also like to take a moment to just thank all the volunteers and all the restaurants who helped us. Volunteers and the restaurants who made food
during
for
the
our volunteers.
Drive, yeah.
Yeah, it's a busy time for everybody. I appreciate everybody taking time away from all the chaos they may have at home, work, with their own family, to come help our family out.
Yeah, it was great to see, you know, every shift we always have 3 or 4 people back there. You know, they're just answering the phone so that make sure we get every single call in. And we have people who come in and supervise and help oversee. And then we have people who run and go get the donated food. I mean, it's amazing the work
exactly.
that you did. Thank you so much. You know, that every single day of the drive, if you've never volunteered, there's literally 3 meals a day that are donated to us by local restaurants. And we're so appreciative of that. And also, it's a little bit incentivizing for people to come volunteer.
Exactly. You know, take some time away, get a meal that you don't have to cook.
Yeah, and try new restaurants because like that's how I've actually discovered a lot of restaurants.
Same here, yeah.
So thank you so much, restaurants, for supporting us. You help us, you know, get through the hours of pitching and answering phones. Mm-hmm. And it's always a lot of fun to see who donates to us.
Yeah. And so, thanks to all the program hosts who pitched this drive. It's something new that we're trying, and I'm really pleased with how it went. There were some hiccups, as with new things, there always are, but it went so well.
Yeah, it just showed me how dynamic our community inside KBOO is, and that, you know, we always try to push new ideas. And and it's people say, like, okay, well, we'll try it together. And you know what? I think we did really well this time. So getting back to Give Guide, though, how can our listeners support Give Guide right now?
So our donation page, kboo.com/give, right now directs to Give Guide, and you can give through there with a credit card. You can also give through snail mail for Give Guide with a check or money order, I believe, donation. And all that info is on their website. But yeah, GiveGuide actually is a really great program because not only do nonprofits benefit from it, people are learning about new nonprofits in the area. We're actually connecting with new nonprofits and trying to make new partnerships, which is just wonderful. And the other thing about GiveGuide is there's lots of incentivizing big give days. Yeah. So they try to give back by offering really fun things to do in the community. Like I believe last week we had a foodie package, which included over like $1,000 worth of food prizes. And me as a food lover, that sounded amazing. All you have to give is $10 to be entered in those. They're every Thursday. And again, you can give through our website, kboo.com or kboo.fm/give.
So if I give on a Thursday, I'm entered into Willamette Week's kind of like sweepstakes raffle for that day, and then so then I have a chance to win that like price.
Yeah, exactly. And all right. $10 gets you in, so it's not like you'll be discounted if you're giving $10 versus $100.
Nice. I dig that. So that, you know, it's like give, they give back to you a little bit. And it's always, you know, local businesses that are being featured for those prizes. So, you know, we understand if you wait till Thursday to give.
Yeah.
That's,
totally makes sense.
I do that. But yeah, so we have a big goal, but I know we can make that goal because it's actually similar to the goal that we had last year. And we made it thanks to all of our supporters and our listeners.
Exactly. Our actually, we were surprised last year and totally blew our goal out of the water. So this year we're setting a little bit higher bar for ourselves and seeing what we can do with that.
Yeah, because we're going into 2020. We got a lot of things that we are looking forward to, you know, that any donation that you give helps towards our operational funds, and our operational funds help pay for our outreach team and our street news team that's going to be covering a lot of our elections for 2020, allows us to get new equipment because we're doing a lot of video streaming. We have all sorts of exciting things to coming up in 2020, so we really appreciate everybody's support. But yeah, not to discount the people who haven't already given. Again, let's do one more round of applause.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, everyone who's given.
All of our sustaining members who helped 2019 happened, all the exciting things that happened this year. So let's keep going. Go team. Well, thank you, Radhika, so much for coming in to News for the Boo for today and giving us an update on all things GiveGuide.
Yeah, thanks, Jenna, for having me.
And of course, as always, I'm running out of time, and I got to get in a few quick announcements, general announcements for all those KBOO volunteers and members who want to get involved. Coming up tomorrow on December 12th, the Engineering Committee is meeting in the evening. So if you're part of that, make sure to come on down. And December 21st, Saturday, December 21st, is our book and record sale that starts at noon and goes till 8 o'clock. And that's going to be just right up the block from KBOO Community Radio. And that's going to be at the Jupiter Next Hotel. So come on down, get all your last minute gifts for the holidays, because there's all sorts of awesome, awesome stuff. There's going to be a dance party at the end. We're accepting donations through the end of the week. And then after that, we are closing it off. So make sure to bring in your donations as soon as you can. And then on December 21st, head over to the Jupiter Next for our annual book and record sale. Woo! Then on December 23rd, that's a Monday, we have our monthly board meeting here at KBOO from 6 to 8 p.m. So make sure to join us for that, because, you know, who doesn't love a meeting? Then if you're looking to become a volunteer here at KBOO, our next volunteer orientation is January 7th, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. So you know that you've been listening for a while and you are ready to get involved. So come on down to our volunteer orientation. If you don't need to sign up or anything like that, you can just come on down to the station on January 7th. But if you do have any questions or you can't attend that and you want to become a member, I mean, or want to become a volunteer, then just go ahead and email our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org. Okay, we're in our last minute here on News from the Boo. So again, thank you so much to all of our members and people who just called in to support KBOO during our holiday drive and who have given to our Give Guide. Literally, we can't do this without you. And as Give Guide, their theme for this year is do good. So thank you so much for doing good with us. So News from the Boo will be back
in 2 weeks. So make sure to tune on, and then we'll always have more news about what's going on inside and outside of the station, all the different ways you can get involved in your community radio station. I've been your host, Jenny Yokoyama. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:58. Coming up next, Right to Survive. But first, these messages.
Have you ever wondered how a radio station works? Find out by joining KBOO's engineering committee. Or, do you have a radio, electrical, or audio engineering background and are looking for a good way to use those skills for good? Join KBOO's engineering committee. KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland unless otherwise noted. The next engineering committee will meet Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m.
Thank you, baby. I just wanna take a little time out to you. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for contributing to KBOO's membership drive. It was a success. And we couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you for your post, for your like, for your click. 참 매신 니 자세 자체 DJ.